Where your treasure is, there also will be your heart. In this month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it's a good reminder of this principle that Christ lays out so clearly. And as last week, as we honored and celebrated with great solemnity the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we know it's the desire of Jesus to share his heart with us. And the sharing that's almost like an exchange, where we receive, he takes from us our sinful heart and gives us his sacred heart, fulfilling that prophecy of the Old Testament of Ezekiel, where he takes away our stony hearts and gives us the fleshy heart. Sin makes our heart stony, grace makes our heart fleshy. And as we live a life in conformity to Jesus Christ, our hearts become like flesh, like the sacred flesh of Jesus. There's no doubt where St. Paul's heart was. He lists all its credentials and throws them away as though they're nothing, and boasts about the worst part of his life. His heart was radically transformed by the love of Jesus. And so maybe we can examine ourselves today. In what and on what do I boast? And when I look at other people, how do I measure them? How often are we impressed because someone went to a particular college, or they came from a particular area, or they have a job at a certain company, corporation? How many parents bend over backwards to make sure their kids have the proper credentialed resume or CV so that they can be looked at well? How often do we brag about the achievements we make in this world that really are destroyed by the moths and decay and are really good for nothing? Have we really allowed the love of Christ to transform our hearts? Or do we still get stuck in this world of comparison and measuring on earthly standards? We ask St. Paul for that grace to see the woes of our life as opportunities to boast in the sufficiency of the grace of Jesus Christ. Because in the end, that's all that matters. All that matters is our hearts become transformed, conformed after the heart of Jesus Christ. And then that's what changes the light of our heart. The eyes of our heart can see more clearly, can see more gracefully. And then we have the opportunity to share that love with everyone that we meet. If you're prepared and you receive Holy Communion today, ask for that grace of radical transformation, that the Eucharistic, fleshy, grace-filled love, the heart of Jesus, will take full possession of yours.